This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Department of Energy has chosen seven U.S. regions that collectively will receive up to $7 billion in funding to build hydrogen hubs focused on cleanly manufacturing hydrogen, which, as a fuel source, is clean, but which the current processes to collect are not clean, emitting greenhouse gases that pollute while collecting and pressurizing clean hydrogen. The new hydrogen hubs, located in the Pacific Northwest, the Midwest, America's Heartland, the Gulf Coast, the Mid-Atlantic region, in California and in Appalachia, will reduce the amount of greenhouse gases emitted during hydrogen production. About two-thirds of the total $7 billion federal investment is associated with green production, so the project could significantly lessen the country's overall carbon output, getting the U.S. closer to its goal of renewable energy and reduced carbon emissions. Alan Krupnik, a senior fellow at Resources for the Future, an energy policy think tank, said, "This is a game changer. The scale of this is going to be big. These are not just demonstration projects." The Belgrade Middle School Orchestra has been invited to play in France at the Normandy Cemetery next D-Day, June 6, 2024, for the 80th anniversary of the 1944 D-Day Allied invasion of northern France. The Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial is a World War II memorial in Colleville-sur-Mer, Normandy, France, honoring American troops who died in Europe during World War II. 9,388 Americans are buried there. 31 Montanans are interred in the cemetery, including four killed on D-Day. Belgrade Middle School orchestra teacher Cindy Stone said the group was invited to the D-Day remembrance ceremony by an organization called Music Celebration. The Belgrade Middle School Orchestra is the only band from Montana invited. 40 students, mostly 7th and 8th graders, will play on ground that was liberated from the Nazis by Americans. The middle school students have raised about $60,000 of the $100,000 they'll need for the trip across the Atlantic. The orchestra needs funds not just for travel, but also for things like renting musical instruments in France that are too large to transport from the U.S. The first ever Montana Balloon Sculpture Festival will be held October 20th through 22nd in Helena, along the Walking Mall, at the Holter Museum, and in the Great Northern Town Center. The festival, planned in conjunction with the United Way of the Lewis and Clark area, is a 48-hour fundraising drive for 20 nonprofit organizations in Helena, each of which will have a large balloon sculpture sponsored by a local business partner on display. The festival includes more than $4,500 in raffle prizes, live music, a balloon twisting competition, and a balloon popping party. There will be 16 balloon sculptures on the mall, three at the Great Northern Town Center and one at the Holter Museum. Event organizers ordered 42,000 balloons for the event. Most of the balloon displays do not use helium, but instead rely on hand pumps to inflate balloons. On Saturday, there will be a balloon twisting competition, live balloon making, and a twisting class on making balloon dogs and balloon swords. The festival culminates at 6 p.m. Sunday with a balloon popping party in which the public is invited to help pop and properly dispose of the balloons. People can go online to MontanaBalloonSculptureFestival.com to vote for their favorite sculpture by making a donation to the nonprofit organization the balloon display represents. The organization that receives the largest number of donations will be the Sculpture Festival champion and will receive an additional $500. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.